This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Dato' Sri Azmin Ali announced his resignation as the president of Selangor FA a few weeks ago, citing the FA's exco had no professionalism, practiced excessive politics, tied to old-fashioned ways of doing things, and over-dependent on subsidy mentality. What do you make of this?
I actually support the statement he has made. I'm not a big fan of him, but...
Do you think he failed?
Yeah, he failed because I've not seen much action. He has left it to YB Amiruddin to run the team, and he has taken a step back. So he's more of there as just, I'm Menteri Besar, I'm president, and I connect the bridges and all that. But he's taken a positive thing in terms of resigning. And this boils down to the call by the Raja Muda of Selangor, who says, go ahead and revamp Selangor football because it's needed. The fans have been calling this for years. No one seems to be taking any advice. Everyone just dismisses the fans. Oh, they're a bunch of alcoholics, they pop pills, that's why they can sing for 90 minutes and stand and all that. I've met some of them. I know these people and they are just fed up that these things, it's going on every year. Which year has Selangor gone without having any issues in the last 5-6 years? It just keeps going over and over again, and it's the same faces in key positions in FAS.
Right, speaking of fans' loyalty, I've known some Selangor fans who actually attend training sessions just to support the team, and that's how the loyalty was from Selangor fans. And you have to take these people seriously.
Yeah, you have to take people seriously. If there are no fans, there's no football club. I think you've seen it in Malaysia so many times where teams come up like Public Bank, even Air Asia just changed their name to PJ Rangers to have a sense of belonging to a certain area. And you need your fans. If you don't have your fans, where are you going to make your money from? Sponsors will only come in if there's a return of investment, and it basically boils down to how many eyeballs on their brand. So if you don't have your fans and you don't treat them right, then you're going in the wrong direction.
On that note, some fans are also demanding for politicians to stay away from running football teams. Your thoughts on this?
Well, there's actually no harm in them being involved, but I am against it because of how things have been in the past. I'm also against royalties being involved because no one dares to say no. You've seen that in FAM for politicians. They bring that political culture into football. Football doesn't need that. Football needs people working on the ground, people who are ready to work, not people who are tied up with 10 other things and football is just one of it.
And do you see this, whatever we are facing right now, as a necessary struggle or, for lack of better term, an excuse or a blessing in disguise to finally clean up Malaysian football?
I think, well, to finally clean up, it's a very long process. But let's start with the clubs and the structure. In that sense, it's a blessing because if Selangor don't get money from the state government, you're forced to work. Hopefully, this is a sign for things to come. Clubs have got to go out there and source for their funds from sponsors, commercialize their club and all that, because that's the direction the league needs to take. There is the club licensing thing, which every team was supposed to do in 2015. Some teams are purposely delaying it because you need to set up a company to run the team. And for all these teams, it's a very hard process because you've got years of inactivity, inefficiency, relying on state funds and all that. Everything needs to stop.
Football Malaysia Limited Liability Partnership was set up in February 2015 to transform and move Malaysian football forward. What impact have they made since coming on board?
They've not had much of an impact, to be honest. But it's still very early. They're facing a lot of resistance. They've not even set up the league congress. FAM is still micromanaging FMLP. If you look at a broader perspective, they need to be more independent.
So they have not made any impact?
I won't say they have not made any impact. They're trying to make an impact. But if you look at broadcasting as well, they've lost a lot of money from broadcast. Astro is playing hardball. TV3 is not paying the same amount, and the quality of the program is not as what it was previously because Media Prima is not a sports television. They've done a good job in terms of showing live matches. There have been a lot of flack in terms of picture quality, but you can't blame FAM or FMLP for that because that's their capabilities. Some are going like, oh, there are not enough live matches. Why isn't Media Prima showing more live matches? This is going to sound surprising to a lot of people, but Media Prima does not have rights to all 6 matches each week. They only have got rights to 2 matches. A lot of fingers have been pointed to FMLP because they're trying to break down the channels and all that, but they're also trying to generate more revenue and squeeze as much money from wherever.
And you mentioned that some teams are being run in an old-fashioned way. What are some of the more ridiculous examples?
Decisions being made by one single individual? That shouldn't happen. Boils down back to having royalties and politicians. No one dares to say no. There were a few years ago when FAM barred football clubs. You know, we've got state teams and we've got clubs. FAM barred clubs from taking part in the National Under-21 competition. That's ridiculous. Teams sacking coaches. They sack a winning coach who has one more year on his contract to get a coach which they like. A lot of these are decisions which...
Are we talking about Selangor?
Yeah, obviously. Selangor is one who does that. Terengganu sacks their coaches just by a snap of a finger. Kelantan used to do that. These are not ways to run a football club. Selangor was still paying Mehmet until the end of 2016 because he had 1 year contract. They have sacked Zainal, but they're still paying him.
Moving forward, Selangor, for example, are expected to be privatised in 2018. Will privatisation help the ailing state of Malaysian football at all, you think, including for other teams?
Well, privatisation can happen on paper, but it needs to happen in everyone's mind, and it needs to happen, it needs to be put into work as well. Because privatisation is just a sense of the state FA forming a company, handing over the organisation of the company, handling the team to the company, and that company runs the team. But the state FA still gets a say on the terms. So at the end of the day, that's privatisation. So it's pointless if you have the same mindset in there. You could have it on paper. Pahang did that last year. They set up a company, but this year, the name has changed back to Pahang FA. So it's a joke. You on one side, you come up and say, yeah, we're moving towards privatisation, and then the following season, you revert back.
What should they do to sustain that?
Well, if you ask me, they should form a company. They have to do that. Get the fans involved. The Selangor fans are trying to form their own company. That's a good initiative as well. A fan-owned club could be an answer for Selangor. They feel they can do it. Even if they don't have a fan-owned club, the state FAs need to form a company, get a CEO to run the show, and do not interfere. Here you have presidents interfering with team selection, interfering with substitutions. That interference needs to stop. These presidents, these secretary generals and all of them need to come and realize that the coach runs the team. You don't terminate a player because you don't like him or you're making a cut from an agent to bring in new players. It's obvious. A lot of people who are not supposed to make money when transfers happen are making money.
Right. And you mentioned about fan-owned clubs. That's one of the more talked about suggestions, which is returning football to the fans. And this is a model practiced by some clubs in Europe, most notably in Germany. Will this work out, you think?
Yeah, I know a lot of state FAs are looking at initiatives by the fans and laughing themselves off, thinking that, oh, the fans, if the fans come in, every week you're going to change the coach and every week you're going to do this, decisions are going to go there, the fans are going to split and all that. But when you set up a company, the company can have rules and regulations, ways in which the company must be run. So why are we worrying about a lot of things? It needs the right regulations and all that. It needs a lot of trust, which is not going to happen at this point in time because the state FAs don't agree with the fans and they don't see the fans as important.
We know clubs like FC Bari, QPR and Cardiff City were bought over by wealthy Malaysians. Why do you think Malaysian teams do not appear as an attractive proposition to invest in for these people?
What is there to invest when you're not getting anything in return? Clubs like Bari and all these other clubs, Tony Fernandez has gone out, Vincent Tan has gone out. They have got something in return. They've got their name, their brand splashed all over the world. Someone comes and buys Selangor, what do you have? What do you get? Nothing. You know the club is not going to make money. You're going to spend 20, 30 million every year because the club's not making a single cent. Why would you want to buy it? I wouldn't. If I had the money, I wouldn't.
Right. And going forward, what do you think we should do right now?
Well, I think everyone should stop spending money at the top. Selangor, for instance, last year's budget was about 23 million. The previous year, I think it was about 12 million. 80% of it or 90% of it went to the Super League team. And the rest of it went to the President's Cup, the Youth Cup. And there needs to be a reverse. They need to start investing more at the bottom. Right now, apart from JDT, no one else have built a base. Start right. Make sure the management's right. Get your training facilities right. Get your youth development programs right. And things will grow from there. But right now, there's absolutely nothing. If there was one club in Malaysia that were going to produce players because of the system they've put in place, it's JDT. They have got development teams from JDT 2, 3, 4, 5. They are training referees. They've got a lot of projects going on, even tie-ups with Dortmund. They're also in good terms with Valencia. So all this will help. But where are the rest? Everyone needs to do it. As much as we may be laughing at the amount of money they're spending, I don't think there would have been a better way.
That was Vijay Vik, a football analyst, speaking about the ongoing crisis plaguing the Malaysian Football League. I'm Sean Tanish. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.